Los Angeles had yet another rainy morning today, just one more in an exceptionally wet winter. Enduring the weeks and weeks of rain reminds commentator Heather King of others who have lived through long trials and tribulations.
Here in Southern California, we're used to baking sun, heat, drought. The grass always stays green here, even in winter, but now it's almost luridly green, a tropical hue evoking months-long monsoons. I wake to the sound of rain, make my coffee to the sound of rain, go out to fetch the newspaper in yet another gray, wet morning. At Mass, the altar has orange cones on it because of the leaks. There's something unnerving about all this. It's so unnatural, so out of the ordinary, so long. It began before Christmas and has lasted well into Lent. The relentlessness brings to mind Jesus' 40 days and 40 nights in the desert, St. John of the Cross's dark night of the soul, the trials of Job. I remember that my neighbor Grant called the other day, and I never called him back. Grant lives in the St. Germain, the apartment building kitty corner to mine, and has gone through some dark nights of his own. He went through one period where he was terrified of giant insects. That finally went away when he got on lithium. And at another point, he developed an intense fear of hell. One recent Lent, he gave up talking to himself in public. Now he's battling yet another demon. For 3 years, he hasn't been able to sleep. I dial his number, the steady shush of rain in the background. It's 10:30 in the morning, but I can tell I've woken him. How's your sleep thing going? Not well. I've gotten very little relief, he replies. I often wonder why God would visit this upon me, what purpose it could be serving. Just when I feel I should have no resources at all, in fact, I find I've been given more resources. What do you mean, I ask, as rain drums down on the roof. Well, as you know, I'm teaching a creative writing class for recovering drug addicts down by MacArthur Park. It's not much, 3 mornings a week. And of course it's a little frustrating, as most of my students don't speak English. But for years I couldn't hold a job at all. And now, in spite of the fact that I've often gotten very little, if any, sleep, I haven't missed a single day. Really? How does that work? I ask, and look out to find it's begun hailing. I just keep praying and God has mercy on me, he explains. I hang up and gaze out the water-blurred window, thinking about the mental torment Grant has lived in all his life. It seems more than any human being should have to bear. But listening to the unrelenting rain, I think again of the trials of Christ, St. John of the Cross, Job, and realize Grant's in good company. What would have driven him to connect with people, to develop faith, if not his own long-suffering? Would he be quite as grounded as he is if he hadn't been forced to be patient and wait? The rain shows no signs of stopping, but I like to think that Grant's about to get some sleep.
Heather King survives the rain in Los Angeles. This is NPR, National Public Radio.